thought I would read a few accounts that lay people had of their meeting with meetings with Ajahn Chah. This one is Pabuapa. In Thailand, monasteries have always been the place that people can go to seek respite when their life goes wrong. Many people go to monasteries with a superstitious belief that a particular ceremony or offering to the Sangha will offset their bad fortune. But many who went to see Lumpa desired advice and wise reflections. He once joked, "Living here is like living in a garage. Anyone who has something wrong with them, or with their children, or with their wife or husband, comes to give it to me to sort out. Just like someone whose car is broken down, pushes it into the garage and gives it to the mechanic." The Buddha called separation from a loved one a messenger of the Dhamma. In other words, the suffering caused by such separation wakes people up to the truths of life that they have formerly been able to ignore, but can do so no longer. One of Lumpa's most devoted disciples, Pabuapa, first made his way to Wat Bapong during a period of inconsolable grief. And this quote from Pabuapa: "When I got back from the war, I married a girl from Na Sum. We had a couple of kids and we were happy. Then the younger one died. My wife and I were overwhelmed with grief. I missed that child so much I couldn't eat or sleep. I was sad, but life went on. Now, though, I felt as if I was just drifting along aimlessly. I couldn't shake off my depression." At that time, Lumpa had been at Wat Bapong for 2 or 3 years. A neighbor of mine saw how much I was suffering and suggested that I go to see him. He said he might be able to help me get over it, and I went to pay respects to Lumpa and told him my story. He told me that everyone in the world has to die sooner or later. There isn't a single village, a single house, where there's never been a death. Even in monasteries, monks and novices die. Lumpa told Pabuapa that he too must die, and perhaps in no long time. Given that his time in the world was limited, endlessly grieving and lamenting for the departed was helpful to no one. Wise people think of the uncertain time remaining to them and find renewed meaning in their life through devotion to goodness and virtue. It is probable that Pabuapa had heard similar words from well-wishers many times before and had been untouched by them. But somehow, when they were spoken by Lumpa, it seemed to him that he heard them for the first time, and the truth of them struck him forcibly. He said that me and my wife should work together to do whatever was of true benefit to ourselves and others. We should establish ourselves in right livelihood and steadily cultivate goodness and virtue as a supporting condition and provision for the future. As I listened to Lumpa's teaching, I found myself agreeing with everything he said. It was the turning point, and it made me enjoy listening to Dhamma. I started to nip off to see him more often. I learned many things, and my faith and respect in him grew and grew. Lumpa gave me jobs to do, helping to clear paths, cutting grass. I felt very proud to be his trusted helper. My happiness returned." I think that's a sense it might have been quite ordinary what he said, but it's oftentimes in how it's said. Somebody like Lumpa Cha, the kind of solicitous quality of his addressing him, and care, compassion, those are have an effect, and I think, and similar to the question that was asked before, dealing with, how do you deal with terminal patients, people who are And oftentimes it's really taking the time to establish one's own sense of groundedness, clarity, well-being, compassion, and then seeing what comes up and addressing from that. Prabhupada is actually, you know, the shrine at Wat Nanachat, the old one, the plinth that the Buddhas were on, that's Prabhupada. He learned how to do cement work and got really good at it. I think he did the bell tower at Wat Bapong as well.
The original shrine,
yeah. Yeah, in the old sala. Yeah.